And usually when I start my podcast, I say, hey, Debbie Adams here, and you're listening to Under the Hood. And today is just like my January musings. I just came from a networking event at Sackville Business Association here in Lower Sackville, and I believe that networking is important in the right places. I'm not a huge networker. I'm not all over the place. Not like an ambulance chaser, but I do go where it's important that I show up. And now I'm with my man, Adam, who helps me look good on social media. He rocks. He makes me. He's amazing. Adam, I love you.
Love you.
Okay. Good. Everybody. I know, right? So what I want to talk about today, I think because it's new beginnings, over the holidays, I had a lot of opportunity to talk to people and figure out what it, not figure out what it is that I did, but a lot of people didn't really know what I did. And I said, I have to remedy that. It's not good if people don't know what I do. And I think somebody called me a life and business coach. And I thought, oh, wow, I've always resisted the urge to be called a life coach. But I think because I do this under the hood stuff, because I'm not always just talking about business planning or financial projections, maybe they don't take me as seriously as a business coach. But the right people do, of course. But I still wanted people to know who it was, what it is that I did. And while I was having those conversations, people were saying, oh, like, wow, how'd you do that? Like, how'd you get to that place? And I started to uncover that everybody had a dream. People I was talking to all had dreams. Maybe you sitting there right now also have a little dream. Maybe you want to open a salon in your basement, or you want to go back to university, or any of those things. And here's where we get stuck as people. We want everything to be perfect. We want the ducks to all be lined up before we do anything, before we design that new course or go back to school, or we want the kids to be raised, and we're just waiting for perfect to happen, and we're holding ourselves back. But I think we're all put here with a gift. I believe that 100% wholeheartedly, that if you can tap into that and find out what that gift is, you should just get out there and get it done right away. And done is better than perfect. Done is absolutely better than perfect. You can tweak and fix it all up later. Just get her done. And I believe that. And the question that comes up out of that, of course, is how do we figure out what we're supposed to be doing? And I think that if we go back to our childhood and look at the things that we've always done. Okay, so maybe some people have difficulty remembering, you know, what did I love to do when I was a kid? Well, I say ask the people around you, ask six people who know you well, what is it that I do well? What is it that I've always done? Or what's my natural talent and ability? And, you know, I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher since I was a kid. It's not new for me. Along the way, I've been a soldier and a mother and a student. And one time I was a steel worker. And I've done lots of shit. But I'm a teacher. And through all of that, I was always a teacher. Even when I got in trouble in my life, it was because I was teaching something that somebody else thought they should be teaching. Teaching is what I do. I love to teach people shit. And even if they don't ask me to, right? This is a boundary issue. I just like, you should be doing this, or you need to know this. I'm excited about teaching. What are you excited about? Get out there and do what you're excited about. My man, Adam, is a huge carer. And his magic power, of course, is helping businesses to learn about how care or teach their clients and their communities about how much we care about them. Not just how much we want to make money off them, but how we actually do care about what we do. That's my man, Adam. And I bet he was doing that when he was 4 and buying his first book bag. You don't need to know all the steps, guys. You just need to know the next step. Get her done. And the other thing we talked about at the networking event this morning was about networking, was about reaching out to people. There was a time when I thought I had no one to reach out to. I know I had no one to reach out to. I was in law school, and I got myself in a little bit of hot water, and they wanted some character references. This is like we're talking 12, 13 years ago, and I didn't know where to go to get character references. I hadn't built this solid network of people around me who could speak for me and say, Debbie is a good, honest person. I have that now, strategically have gone out and developed it. When I can't get to my next step or when I don't know what to do next, I call those people and I say, can you help me out? Can you fix me up? Can you connect me with somebody? If you don't have a group of people like that, you need to learn that skill. And it is a skill. Everything that you see people doing that you wonder, how did they do that? It was one little skill at a time. You know, I always like to talk about the Canada arm that, you know, the Canada arm that went on the moon, or I don't really understand all of it. I'm not a detail gal, but whoever put that up there, one day they were sitting there and they said, wouldn't it be nice if we had this like apparatus up there so we can get outside the spaceship and do repairs on the moon? So they had to figure out like how long it needed to be and how tight the screws needed to be and how much torque here. And it was one step at a time. You know, they didn't just like go to the moon. They had to figure all this shit out one piece at a time. So everything that you see or everybody you see doing something that you'd like to do had to figure it out one step at a time. And you know what? We're still trying to figure it out, right, Adam? We're still trying to figure it out. So anyway, that's my talk for today. I'm signing off. I love feedback from you. I love connecting, love chatting, love sharing information. Have a wonderful, happy new year. Who's your daddy?